For years, elementary school kids across Washington have built robots using Legos. They write code, learn about teamwork and engineering. But the funding for these programs could be in trouble, and WPB's senior correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Robots have taken over the STEM room at Marcus Whitman Elementary School in Richland. Little Lego boats, sunken ships, and other vehicles are spread out across a table. And each one has a job to do. The kids built two main robots.
We named them Bob and Gilly, the twins.
Two for redundancy, says fifth grader Colton Culbertson. The kids also wrote code to tell the robots what to do.
And you could be creative with it, like in any way you want. So we would code it, go forward for however many seconds, then do it.
Oh, wow, yeah.
The kids are part of First Lego League. Their team name? Dino Nuggies. The program helps kids research, experiment, and compete in STEM concepts. That includes science, technology, engineering, and math.
Yeah, that one worked.
That's Sergio Preciado. He's a fourth grader on the Dino Nuggies team. This year, the kids brought home a finalist award at regionals. They also received a Rising All-Star Award from the state competition.
And our state competition was really fun because we get to see eighth graders. Their robots were just so cool. They like moved their whole hub into a whole different robot.
Even as self-described underdogs, they've been invited to an international invitational competition. It'll be in Massachusetts in June. To attend the invitational, Sergio says the Dino Nuggies team had to have a lotto luck.
We won a drawing. There's 500 teams, goes down to 200, then 20, and we're still in.
How are they paying for this? They've started a GoFundMe for trip expenses. But most of the club is run on funds from the Washington Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. Because of Washington's $12 billion budget shortfall over the next 4 years, there's a chance the grant funding the group receives won't be included in the next state budget. Christine McKinnon is a volunteer who helped bring the program to the Tri-Cities nearly 20 years ago. She's coached countless teams.
All of our teams run by donation and funding. Very few are run by personal pockets. Without the OSPI funding, we cease to exist.
The students have written to state lawmakers for support. Sergio says he told the state legislators that the Dino Nuggies team is one step toward his dream of becoming an electrician.
I was feeling like I could really express how I really felt. That's what was popping up in my head.
So far, Governor Bob Ferguson wants to keep all kindergarten through 12th grade investments in place. That's according to the governor's proposed budget savings. This process is helping the kids understand the state legislature. But Sergio says this year had an even harder challenge. The nine kids learned to work as a team.
Working as a team is hard. We sometimes bump heads and then get annoyed. So that's why we have teamwork. Instead of making problems, we learn from those and have more cooperation.
It's a life lesson. And Sergio says the First Lego League is already clearing a pathway for his future. He just hopes the program continues. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.